Welcome to the November 13th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Reverend Pam Phillips and Worship Associate Heather Nicholson. While we easily recognize the major changes in our lives, change is an ongoing process. How might we become more attuned to those more subtle changes and how they alter the way we live our lives?
Good morning. It's a brisk, beautiful morning. Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share the mission to inspire, create, and transform. I am Heather Nicholson. My pronouns are she and her, and I am leading worship this morning with our settled minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, as we continue to explore the month-long worship theme, Change. If you are here with us for the first time, we thank you for coming. We're glad you're here, that you woke up this morning, you got dressed, you came out in the cold, and you joined us today. If you'd like us to keep in touch with you, please find the link to the virtual visitor's card in the chat or the paper card in the back of the sanctuary. We look forward to sharing our community with you. For those of us in the sanctuary, please put your phone on airplane mode so we have enough bandwidth for those joining us online this morning. We are currently in the green zone, which means masks are optional. However, please wear a mask during singing. If you have a joy or a sorrow you wish to be shared aloud, you'll find the link in the chat or cards that are available near the entrance to the sanctuary, and we will collect those during the offering. There are many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, locations, Zoom links, and contact information. We thank all of the volunteers who are here this morning and throughout the week who make all that we do possible for our community. Thank you.
I want to say a special thank you to Marianne Hansen, who brought the flowers today, and to the group of folks who are staffing our second Sunday potluck of the year. Because we're in the green zone, we're having our potluck. If you did not bring any food because you didn't know today was a potluck, stay anyway. It's like a miracle every time. There's enough food, especially if you like deviled eggs. Another exciting development is we are going to have a float in the Blacksburg Holiday Parade. First time, I think. But we need people to help us create the floats. So if you are creative and have ideas and maybe a truck or a trailer, we're having a meeting at 6 o'clock on Wednesday here. And if that's your dinner hour, go ahead and bring some food for a potluck. Or if you don't, that's fine too, it's optional. But we'd love to have a really wonderful float for the holiday parade. And now I'd like to invite Deb Dickerson up to tell us what the children are doing. She's one of our many wonderful parents and volunteer teachers in the RE program.
Good morning. Rachel has asked parents and teachers to come up and do the announcements so she can be downstairs getting everything ready to go. So I'm Deb Dickerson. I teach in the K and 1 classroom, and I'm also mom to 3 wild boys. The buddy project is underway. Remember to drop off something for your buddy before the service and check your mailbox after the service. Today, the preschool will be exploring the value of forgiveness, The K-1 class will read the Everything Seed and discuss how the seed of creation is in all of us. Our second and third graders will watch a short film, Presto, in which a hungry rabbit teaches a forgetful magician a lesson about responsibility. The fourth and fifth graders will have a class on ancient runes. They will also continue to fight against the poverty horcrux. So remember to bring your new mittens, hats, gloves, and scarves, and gently use children's coats by next Sunday. Collected items will be donated to the Montgomery County Christmas store. Our middle school will watch the Twilight Zone episode, A Most Unusual Camera, in which a group of thieves discover a mysterious camera that produces photos of the future. And our high school group, YRUU, meets tonight at 6 o'clock. After the service today, there will be informational meetings for upcoming OWL classes. Parents of fourth and fifth graders will meet in the library. Parents of kindergarten and first graders will meet downstairs in room 3, and childcare will be provided by the preschool in the preschool room. Is that before or after the potluck?
During
the potluck.
So get your food and take it down.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
And for those of you who don't know, Our Whole Lives OWL is our sexuality and relationship training or classes. So if you have a K-1, Deb, is it 4-5 in K-1 for OWL?
4-5 and kindergarten.
Yeah, in kindergarten, first grade. It's a great program, and I invite you to stay, even if you hadn't thought of it. And now it is the magical time when we get to greet one another over time and space. So if you are at home, if you would turn your on your cameras so that we can see you, we'll put you up here in the space so everyone can see your faces. And if you write in the chat where you're coming from, I'll let people know. So hello. And I don't know where they're from. Oh, Anna's here from Salem. That's what we know. Let's get the people at home seeing who's in the room here. So I hear, oh, Frozen Christiansburg, Radford. All right, there are our piano players. And I see some faces I have not seen in a long time. In fact, I just realized that there's somebody here who I used to know was a baby, and now they're not. And also some newcomers. So we are so glad that you are here with us today. Now, those of you who have been waving to the folks at home, turn and wave to the people around you, especially if there's someone you've never met. Tony's here from Roanoke, Gail and Susie from Galax, Cynthia from Blacksburg, Barbara from Radford. Somebody is by the wood stove in Northeast Blacksburg. That is completely appropriate today, given our half plate. And so we have greeted one another.
I invite Sarah Corboy to come and light the chalice for us today. Please join me in reading these words. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Thank you. Our opening words today, we'd like you to take a moment, look around. What has changed about this space, about your space at home? What has changed about yourself, about your loved ones? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you notice? Today, we stand humbly in grace and gratitude, knowing that changes seen and unseen are instrumental to the wholeness of life's journey.
I invite those of you who are young or young at heart to come join me on the chancel for a time for all ages. Hello. Hello. Oh, wow, what a cool shirt. So, We have a flying lamb. This month, we are talking about change. And so I wanted to ask you, what are some changes in your life that you've made? And what I'm thinking especially of is, what can you do now that you couldn't do before? What's something you could do now that you couldn't do before when you were littler? Yeah.
Jump.
Okay. You cannot jump when you are born, can you? What else?
Walk.
We don't know how to walk. Yes.
I can play the piano.
Play the piano now. Excellent. Or talk. How many of us knew how to talk when we were babies? Nobody. Yes.
Do a cartwheel.
You know, that's something I never learned how to do. Juniper.
Handstand.
Theodore.
Drive a car.
Wait a minute. Do you already know how to drive a car? That is a good example. One more thing. Roan.
We don't have to wear masks.
We don't have to wear masks that often anymore. Yeah, some of us grew up wearing masks. Well, here's the question. Of all those things that you know how to do now, did one day you just wake up and say, okay, I'm going to do it?
No.
No! What did you have to do?
Learn.
You had to learn.
Practice.
You had to practice. Was it hard sometimes?
Yeah.
When you were a baby, you would never know that 100 maybe existed.
When you were a baby, you didn't know maybe that 100 even existed. And you didn't know what 1 plus 1 was. You are exactly right. And I have to tell you, you didn't know how to count. But you know, sometimes it's frustrating when you're in that middle space between starting to learn something and knowing how to do it really well. And if it's something like playing the piano, do you think you get better and better and better always? You don't think so? Jared, do you still take lessons sometimes? Do you still practice a lot? He is like one of the best piano players I've ever met. Sometimes it takes, except Mary Louise, who's even better. So one thing that I want you to think about today and for the rest of the week is, what's something that you are learning to do now, you don't know how to do yet, but you know maybe in a week or a month or a year, you're going to be pros at? Think about those things and watch yourself grow. Yeah.
Building
more advanced mechanical Legos. Can I tell you, my stepdaughter is in her 30s and she still is building Legos. I invite you all to think about the things that you are learning and growing, and give yourself a break if it takes you a little longer than you think. I think it's time to go to your classes. You ready?
I only have one thing.
What's that?
I like swimming.
Swimming. That's
a
good...
I still am on like backstroking. Because all the time when I do backstroking, water gets up my nose and it's really hard.
So for those of you who couldn't hear, when you're learning how to do backstroke, sometimes water gets up your nose and it's really hard. But you know what? You keep practicing and you'll get better. So let's sing the children off to their classes and have a great time.
Please join in reading our congregational covenant. All right, here we go. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our action. We have a new art show here at UUC. Thank you to Sally Mook for arranging these shows. And today we are blessed to hear from Denise Martin, whose artwork is gracing our walls.
Okay, first thing I'm gonna say is I'm really nervous. So I'm hoping that will change as I go along. One of the unexpected benefits of having this exhibit is that it's given me the opportunity to reflect on where I've been and where I am now. After I had put everything up, I kind of stopped for a minute to just take it in. For a moment, I was brought back to the dark and hopeless place where I spent years convinced that I would never be happy and that I would never know joy. I was severely depressed and wasn't sure that I would ever be anything other than that. But somewhere inside, there was a spark, something that kept me going. I just kept showing up. I showed up for AA meetings. I showed up for work. I showed up in the mirror. Even if the only thing I was able to show up for was brushing my teeth, I was there. As time went on, I slowly started to not just show up, but to be actually present. I started creating. Each piece took me to a new and different place. I learned that making a mistake was not a testament to how inept I was, but how resilient I can be when I show up and allow change to happen. Often I would start working on a piece with a vision of how I thought it would look when it was done. Seldom did it ever turn out the way I thought it was going to. As I went along, I would ask myself, I wonder what would happen if I did this. Sometimes what happened was kind of a hot mess. But sometimes it was a spark of something I didn't know about myself. A little signpost showing me that I had moved on. Creating art in whatever form has allowed me to chart my journey to where I am now. I can see certain themes that run through some of my pieces. The heron is a very important symbol to me. It represents the need for patience and stillness. The moon gives rise to reflection in a muted light. The piece called One Night I Asked the Moon a Question allows me to contemplate what is most present in my heart in the moment. But you would ask a different question. My all-time favorite piece is Reflections of Joy. It's a glass-on-mirror piece that shows a figure at the top of a mountain with her arms flung out and her head tilted back. For me, it represents my journey from darkness to sheer joy. And that, I believe, is a miracle of showing up. We can take ourselves from dark places to light ones. I firmly believe in the power of showing up because I never know where that next change will take me. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. I hope you all take the opportunity to look around the congregation and see Denise's beautiful work, and thank you so much for sharing with us. When I looked at the pieces this morning, I saw the beauty reflected back to me, and this moment, I really appreciate the journey and what I can see, even more things that I can see when I look at your artwork. Thank you. One action we take every week is to live into our mission is collecting an offering. It is a practice of our congregation to share half of the offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is Woodchucks, a program of the Blacksburg Presbyterian Church. And I like saying that word, woodchuck. They deliver firewood wood each winter to needy families referred to through the Montgomery County Emergency Assistance Program. Please give online using the link in the chat or through the many ways listed on the screen. You will be able to give after the service as well. For those of you in the sanctuary who would like to give cash or a check, there's a basket in the back of the sanctuary, and they're moving it around also. The basket will move around today. Thank you for your generosity. If you have a joy or a sorrow, please raise your hand and the greeter can collect that now. As we collect our offerings, we will enjoy another duet played by Jared and Mary Louise, Tundras, during which you are invited to light candles of hope and remembrance. Please remember to maintain your distance between yourself and others. And for those online, you may write in the chat if you have a candle you would like lit. And those will be read aloud during the offertory. Please join me as we accept these offerings. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in the circle of care with no beginning and no end.
Now I invite us all to enter into the mood of meditation. This morning I'm sharing the words of the Reverend Sam Trumbor, who is a member of the UUA Board of Trustees and also of the UU Buddhist Convocation. So settle in your chair, your seat. Ground yourself in whatever way helps you to hear these words. And today, it's a meditation, a breathing meditation. So take whatever breaths feel good and comfortable for you. Let us turn inward now. Feel the rhythm of the breath. In and out. In and out. Find the peace of just being with the flow of the breath. Letting go of yesterday and tomorrow. Feel the restorative power of the peace of this moment. A peace large enough to open to the concerns and sorrows that trouble us. A stillness quiet enough to respond to the joys and celebrations that enliven us. There is safety here in the rhythm of the breath. The ebb and flow of life is enacted with each one, taking in oxygen sustenance, letting go of carbon dioxide waste, taking in the fullness of experience, letting go of the residue that wants to cling to us. Cultivate inner peace and inner safety in this sanctuary, dedicated to cultivating the spirit of life, dedicated to being a beacon of love for all beings. Let's take a few moments to just breathe. Amen. And blessed be.
Our reading this morning is In Between by Kate R. Walker. In between, liminal, the space where we wait, between moments, events, result, action, no action, to stand on the threshold, waiting for something to end and something new to arrive, a pause in the rumble of time. Awareness claims us, alert, a shadow of something different. In between invitation and acceptance, in between symptom and diagnosis, in between send and receipt of inquiry and question, in between love given and loved received. Liminality, a letting go, entering into confusion, ambiguity, and disorientation. A ritual begun, pause, look back at what once was. Look forward into what becomes. Identity sheds a layer, reaches into something uncomfortable to wear. In between lighting of the match and the kindling of oil. In between choosing of text and reading of words. In between voices and notes carried through the air into ears to hear. In between creation thrust ever forward. Social hierarchies may dissemble and structures may fall. Communities may revolt or tempt trust. Traditions may falter or creativity crashes forward. Leaders may step down or take charge. The people may choose or refuse. In between, storm predicted the horizon beacons. In between, theology of process reminds us to step back. In between, where minutia and galaxies intermingle with microbes and mysteries. In between, liminal, that space where we wait, look, listen, feel, breathe.
That space where we wait. In between, that's where we are now. And now. And now. This moment. It's not so remarkable. Especially compared to that time when our lives are filled with unremarkable moments. But when we string them all together, they create a life filled with momentous moments. Not separate from, but a product of all these unremarkable moments. That's the way I've been thinking about change this week, as a gradual process of slight changes that build into a kind of crescendo. We notice change most often on those momentous occasions of beginnings. The birth of a child, their first step, the first word they speak, their first day of school, their first date, their first job. And we notice the endings, graduations, layoffs, retirements, divorces, and deaths. And then there's all those big transitions in between, moving, marrying, choosing some new path. And some of these changes are welcome and some are not. But we can look back at our lives and note that they've happened, that our lives have changed, that we have changed. But those milestones and markers don't spring up all of a sudden, out of nowhere. They are part of a more gradual process of change that is continual, if not consistent. Think about everything that goes into a little one learning how to walk. All the incremental steps it takes in their bodies and in their minds, watching the older children and adults walking, so that they begin to understand the concept of walking, and then testing their muscles and their bones and their balance, rolling, scooching, standing, balancing, bobbling, stepping and falling, all of those little incremental changes that lead to walking. I'm making this up, folks. I've never watched somebody learn how to walk except my little brother. Is that how it happens? It's kind of amazing. I mean, think of all these little people who are up here who know how to walk or move in some way if they cannot walk. What we see and what we celebrate is that first step. But think about all the gradual changes and growth that come before. Kind of a miracle. In our reading, the liminal space, and if you like to say woodchucks, liminal is one of my favorite words to say. The liminal space is that moment right before the big change. Right before we let go of something, right before we grab onto something new. We know we are just about to get married, just about to become a parent, just about to take off on a new adventure. There is a moment of anxiety or excitement or both, knowing that the next moment of our lives, we will be utterly changed. And so at that moment, awareness claims us. We are alert. I wonder, though, what it would mean if we were more alert, if we let our awareness claim us, not only at that liminal moment of just about, but at more of those unremarkable moments of our lives. Those unremarkable moments that build up to that place of liminality. In other words, all the time. Which is why Heather's opening words invited us to notice what's different in the space where you sit, either here in the sanctuary or at home. Did you see something different? Anyone? Did you see the flowers on the windowsills? Flowers here? Maybe the face of someone you hadn't seen for a really long time. Or the face of someone you'd never met before. At home, did you see something new? Maybe out the window, a tree that suddenly had no leaves. Maybe in the room, a plant that needs watering. Did you see something new in this space? Maybe something that's been there all along, but you just haven't noticed it. When we are alert, present in the moment, we're more likely to see the small changes that build to the bigger ones. Some of the changes may be delightful but inconsequential. The geraniums in the windowsills are pretty and we can enjoy them, but they don't require anything more from us than our witness. Other small changes may alert us that we might want to act in some way that will avert unwanted changes, like noticing that your favorite pair of pants feels a little tight, alerting you that you might want to make healthier food choices or get more activity. Yeah, I've experienced that lately. Or noticing that it's been a long time since you talked with a good friend, alerting you to reach out with a phone call or an invitation to lunch. Sometimes we get so caught up in the day-to-day busyness of our lives, reacting to everything that seems to need our immediate attention, that we lose sight of our longer-term values and goals. And then we hit a momentous moment and are drawn up short with surprise. Where did that come from? And when we get hit with those surprises, we can sometimes look back and see where they came from. When a relationship ends, we look back to find the signs. More frequent disagreements, less frequent expressions of appreciation and affection, time apart that used to be spent together, a gradual drifting apart that eventually led to a deep chasm of separation. I wonder if we were more mindful of the minor changes as they happened, whether we would be able to be more intentional about maintaining and cultivating those relationships that are important to us. I know of a couple who annually sit down and have a state of the marriage conversation. They take stock of how the past year has been and decide how they want to move forward. Learning from their previous marriages, they pay attention to how they are treating one another and how they are cultivating their relationship. Now, I'm not suggesting that all relationships should last forever, whether they're romantic or otherwise, but wouldn't it be good to choose rather than to be suddenly confronted with an end? And speaking of choice, sometimes we choose to make changes in our lives, perhaps a diet or fitness regime in response to those tighter pants, maybe learning a new language or how to play the piano, or learning how to be more assertive in expressing our needs. Any number of changes. Sometimes those changes take more time, energy, and patience than we'd like. When it feels like we'll never reach our goals, noticing those incremental, gradual successes can be so helpful. In lieu of the grand moment of ultimate success, we can mark the little victories or the changes in perspective that tell us that we're on the right track. I think of the time when I was really upset about something. I was so upset that usually I would have gotten some Haagen-Dazs ice cream and eaten the whole thing in a sitting. And instead, I went to the gym and I got on the Stairmaster. I was looking for that runner's high that I've heard about. I have never experienced a runner's high. And I thought it would make me feel better. I didn't get the runner's high. But afterwards, I thought, oh my gosh, I got on a Stairmaster instead of going into the freezer. That felt like a big victory. It felt really good. Have you chosen to make a change in your life? something that's turned out to be more difficult or is taking more time than you thought it might. Looking back since you made that choice, can you see incremental changes that are building up, perhaps more slowly than you'd hoped, but that mark an increase in your skill or your perspective? Think about it for a minute. Think back the last month or 6 months. How have you changed? What can you do now that you couldn't before? Notice those little steps. Pay attention to them. Let them put you in that liminal space where you can make yet another gradual change towards your goal. You are in between right now, in between the person you were a moment ago and the one you're about to become. Are you ready? Or perhaps you are busy living day to day and haven't had a moment to pause and reflect on how you've been changing day to day. Think back to our opening words. How are you different? Have you become more patient with that person who used to drive you up the wall? Have you found yourself being more curious instead of angry? Or has your fuse gotten shorter and shorter, getting frustrated now at things that used to not bother you? Have you become more confident and settled into a new situation that you didn't think you would ever get the hang of? Or have you gotten stuck in a routine that just doesn't excite you? How are you different? In ways that reflect who you most want to show up in the world as, for yourself, for your loved ones, for the community, or not? When we ask ourselves these questions, when we notice the gradual changes in our lives, we can choose whether to cultivate them or to make a different change. Heather said, "Today we stand humbly in grace and in gratitude, knowing that changes, seen and unseen, are instrumental to the wholeness of life's journey. Not just the big, momentous changes, but also those little gradual ones help to create all who we are, all that we've been, and all that we will ever be. Let us notice the nuance of change in our lives with intention, with grace, and especially with gratitude. All that you are, all that you've seen, all that you've been, and all that you'll ever be is a blessing. And we're grateful for you all. We extinguish this chalice, but not the warmth of this community, the light of truth, and the fire of commitment. Let this take those out in our hearts into the world until we're together again.